Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Why Eating Healthy is So Expensive in America. So this video is discussing how eating healthy can be really expensive. Basically, buying junk food is cheaper than buying foods like fruits and vegetables, things that would be better for us. And I think that this is a problem not only in America, but also in a lot of other countries. All right, let's look at our sentence. Apples contain fiber and vitamins, while donuts are full of saturated fats and chemically processed ingredients. Even though apples are healthier for you, you have to eat more of them to get the same number of calories as one donut. So in this sentence, it's saying that even though donuts aren't very healthy, it's cheaper to buy them or it's more worth it to buy them because they have more calories in them. So if you were not making very much money, you didn't have much money to spend on food, and your goal was to just be full, then of course you would choose a donut rather than an apple because you would be able to feel full. But unfortunately, that donut wouldn't be very healthy for you. The healthy choice would be an apple. All right, let's read our sentence one more time, a little slower. Apples contain fiber and vitamins, while donuts are full of saturated fats and chemically processed ingredients. Even though apples are healthier for you, you have to eat more of them to get the same number of calories as one donut. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is fiber. Fiber is something that is important for digestion, and it's found in foods like whole wheat bread or oatmeal or beans. So you could say something like, to improve my digestion, I've been eating more fiber. All right, our next word is protein. Protein is also something that you need in a healthy diet. And foods that have protein include meat and eggs and fish. And people that work out at the gym or are trying to build muscle might even drink protein shakes or protein powder, and that would help them get more protein and build more muscle. So you could say something like, before I go to the gym, I drink a protein shake. All right, our next word is vitamin. And vitamins are also important for your health. A lot of vitamins are named with letters, so you might have heard of vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, etc. And you could say something like, you can get vitamin D from going out in the sun. Our next vocab is related to vitamin, and it is vitamin deficiency. So if you have a vitamin deficiency, it means you are lacking vitamins or you're lacking a certain vitamin. You need more of that vitamin. So you could say something like, the doctor says I have a vitamin deficiency, or the doctor said I have a vitamin D deficiency, and that would mean that I'm not getting enough vitamin D. The next word is mineral, and besides vitamins, we also need minerals. So some examples of minerals are calcium or iron, and calcium is a mineral that is found in foods like milk and cheese. All right, our next word is saturated fat. Saturated fats are usually considered bad fats. You can't eat too much of these. Saturated fats are found in foods like red meat, which would be beef or something like that, and butter and cheese and certain oils. For example, you could say, saturated fat can contribute to heart disease. Our next word is unsaturated fat. So of course, not all fat is bad. We also need healthy fats in our diet. And unsaturated fat can be found in things like nuts, avocado, maybe olive oil. And you could say something like, fish is a great source of unsaturated fat. Our next word is processed. So in our sentence, we say chemically processed ingredients. So you can say chemically processed or just processed. And we often say processed foods. And processed foods are things like canned foods, chips, candy, frozen foods, anything like that. It's foods that are not natural. They have gone through some process to turn them into what they are. Maybe chemicals have been added to them, or they've been manufactured at a factory. And besides processed foods, we can also say specific foods that are processed. So we might say processed cheese. So as opposed to natural cheese, this would be cheese that has been processed. So it has had chemicals added to it and it's not as natural. So you could say something like, we eat a lot of processed foods, or there's processed cheese on this burger. All right, our next word is whole food. So whole food is the opposite of processed food. And whole foods are things like fruits and vegetables, maybe rice, anything that is natural and that has not had chemicals added to it. And a healthy diet should include plenty of whole foods. Our next word is calorie. Calories represent the amount of energy that foods give you. So an average woman needs to eat around 2,000 calories per day, and an average man needs about 2,500 calories per day. But of course, this depends on your weight and other things like that. All right, our last vocabulary is burn off. And burn off is a phrase. And if you burn off something, you get rid of something or you use it up. And we often say burn off calories. So you could say something like, after dinner, we went for a walk to burn off some calories. Or you can use this word in other situations like, we took the kids to the park to let them burn off some energy. All right, that's all of our vocabulary words, so let's look at our sentence one more time. Apples contain fiber and vitamins, while donuts are full of saturated fats and chemically processed ingredients. Even though apples are healthier for you, you have to eat more of them to get the same number of calories as one donut. All right, that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, do you think you eat a healthy diet? Please leave a comment below along with your recording. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.